We look forward to seeing you at 2 Days of Truth being presented by Beyond Labels. It's our fourth annual 2 Days of Truth Summit. This year's theme is Detox is for Everybody. We're bombarded by everything from chemtrails to EMFs to pesticides, herbicides, even toxic people. We're going to deal with all of these aspects at the 2 Days of Truth Summit coming up. Sina, give us the final information.
I'm really excited about this summit. I think this is going to be our best one yet. It's June 14th and 15th at Polyphase Farm. We have some fantastic speakers like Sayer G, the founder of Green Med Info, Dr. Leland Stillman, who's been featured by Wise Traditions lately, Hilda Labrador, affectionately known as Holistic Hilda, you and me, of course. We also have, for the first time ever, a kids and teens program. So now the adults can enjoy the adult side while they know that their kids and their teens are having fun while also being educated by Joel, myself, and Hilda. It's going to be a blast. And this year, what we're going to do is we're going to actually teach you ancient and modern techniques for how to detoxify the body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to help you put together a personalized plan, like an action plan that you can take home and start. As soon as you arrive home, you can implement this action plan and start your detoxing.
You know, listen, folks, Polyphase is only 8 hours from half of the U.S. population. Take a long weekend, come join us, and you'll rub shoulders with other like-minded people, find our tribe, and be encouraged. It's a lonely place out there lots of times, especially if you're a bit of a maverick. So come and spend time with other mavericks and get encouraged, inspired, and enthused about living a more healthy life.
So I love the topic for this year, detoxification. It is one of the most important topics that we could ever address at our health summit. Because as Joel mentioned, everyone, every single person needs to know how to detoxify their body, mind, and spirit in order to achieve optimal health and wellness.
So if this is in my toothpaste, what's in the rest of the personal care products that I'm using? So I started to really research diligently every chemical in every single personal care product, from lip balm, deodorant, to eye cream, shampoo, you know, body butters, bar soaps, you know, body soaps, all of this. And I didn't like any of them. So I just started creating my own. And what's amazing about it is once you create one, you realize how easy it is and how much money you save.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another podcast of Beyond Labels with yours truly, Joel Salatin, the farmer, and our favorite researcher, Dr. Sina McCullough. For those of you who subscribe to the Epoch Times alternative newspaper, I've subscribed to it for some time and just love the alternative news source. Sina has just finished a 9-part series detailing recipes and all the ins, outs, and wherefores of a personal care product, kind of a do-it-yourself recipes for personal care products. You know, these, your cosmetics from, you know, lip balm and different things. These are very, I find them very intimidating for most people. You know, okay, I can cook I got a crock pot, I can cook a roast, you know. But you know, fabricating, you know, personal care products is a little more daunting. And so, you know, for those of you who want, so we're going to dig into this on this podcast, but if you want the true skinny on it, you know, you can grab the Epoch Times or subscribe to it, and you can get the entire 9-part series. Sina, I mean, this thing was, if you add all 9 of them up, it was like half a book, wasn't it?
It was pretty extensive. Yes. It took quite some time to write them because I walk you through, so it's 9 different products, and I walk you through potential hazardous ingredients in the mainstream products. And then I walk you through the alternative ingredients that I have chosen, including scientific studies to back up why I chose those. And then I include recipes of how to actually make them in your own kitchen. And I formulated each of the recipes, so they're unique.
So the idea is, here's what's bad about these brands. If you want better brands, you can buy these. These are better. And if you want to make them yourself, here are the recipes you can do that. So you kind of have, you know, you kind of have three basic, you know, ideas here to present. So you want to dig into this a little bit?
Yeah. And so let me start out by explaining why I started creating personal care products for my family, because, you know, it's not convenient, right? So in all the things that we're trying to juggle in our daily lives, and some of us are, you know, we're trying to cook all our foods, even, it's already this long laundry list. So it's like, why would you add one more thing to your list, you know? And I completely agree. So the reason why I started was because of my toothpaste. I was buying a brand of toothpaste. It was an organic brand. It was listed as all natural. But what I realized, and this was during my healing journey, that every time after I brushed my teeth, I started to feel kind of sick to my stomach, like a little nauseous and queasy. And it took a little bit of time to figure that out, the connection between that and the toothpaste. But when I did, I started to look at the ingredient list on the toothpaste label, and I realized that it contained grain derivatives. And so I was like, oh, well, I'm not supposed to be eating grains right now. You know, I'm trying to reverse this condition. I got to get a different toothpaste. So I went out searching online and like at some natural food stores looking for a toothpaste that didn't have grain derivatives in it. And I couldn't find a good one. So I started to make my own toothpaste. And it was like night and day, Joel. I mean, so obviously I wasn't getting sick from using my own toothpaste. You know, it didn't have any grains in it. But it was amazing because my teeth got whiter from just using a homemade toothpaste, right? Teeth got whiter. I would go to the dentist and she was like, what are you doing to your teeth? Like, they look great. And like, are you using whitening strips here? You know, I wasn't having like the tartar buildup, you know, the plaque or anything like that, and nothing. As you know, my husband had gum disease. I put him on my toothpaste. That was part of his protocol to reverse the gum disease. It worked. It got to the point where my dentist was like, give me your recipe for your toothpaste that you created, you know? And I'm telling you, all it is, so I have two different recipes that I use. This is in the article. The one I use on a daily basis, it's bentonite clay, right? So that comes from the earth. It's coconut oil. And if you want, you can put a probiotic in it. And then I put essential oils in it. So I like cinnamon, for instance, and clove essential oil. Cinnamon has actually been shown by the Journal of Clinical and Diagnostic Research to decrease your risk of getting cavities and also decrease plaque formation, right? Cinnamon. So bentonite clay, it's a natural tooth polisher. It contains antimicrobial properties. It can modulate the entire immune response of your body. And bentonite clay can actually inhibit growth of cancer cells, right? That was published in a Journal of Public Health like back in 2017. Coconut oil is the same. It's anti-inflammatory. It's antimicrobial. It can actually help rebalance your oral microbiome, so the microbiome in your mouth. It can reduce your risk of periodontal disease. I mean, the list goes on and on, but these are natural, what we would call, you know, natural minimally processed ingredients that you can find like in your grocery store, for instance, or easily online. Mix it up in your kitchen. I mean, my kids help me make, my three-year-old helps me make my toothpaste, right? These are very easy. You're not cooking it, you're just mixing it up. There's a recipe for whitening toothpaste in here. It's coconut oil, baking soda, and some essential oils, you know, based on your individual needs. So that's another great thing about this. You can tailor each one of these based on your individual needs by changing the essential oil or changing the other ingredients that you're adding to it. So for me, that was the starting point. It was this realization that, oh, I've been reading all these food labels for so long, and now I've grabbed this toothpaste that said organic and natural, and it made me sick. So if this is in my toothpaste, what's in the rest of the personal care products that I'm using? So I started to really research diligently every chemical in every single personal care product, from lip balm, deodorant, to eye cream, shampoo, you know, body butters, bar soaps, you know, body soaps, all of this. And I didn't like any of them. So I just started creating my own. And what's amazing about it is once you create one, you realize how easy it is and how much money you save. So Joel, I save on average 50% by making my own. And I'm using high quality ingredients, like organic ingredients, you know, like the best essential oils I can find. And I save 50%. And part of the way I do that is I buy in bulk, right? Because a lot these ingredients tend to have long shelf lives. So I will buy in bulk. And that way, as in, you know, inflation's running rampant. So I'm locked into today's prices, you know, even over time. So I buy in bulk and then I make it as needed. And I save 50%, and I have this the feeling of I can trust the product that I'm giving to my family. You know, there's more transparency behind it. So one thing I wanted to share is one of the big compelling reasons for me to start making my own personal care products was as I was looking into the different ingredients that are commonly in these products. What I realized is that just like in the food, lots of these chemicals are man-made and they're not being adequately tested for long-term safety. And we're definitely not testing for cumulative effects, just like we talked about in the food supply, right? So we don't actually know, for instance, what happens if you combine parabens that are in your body lotion with the formaldehyde-releasing preservatives in your shampoo and the phthalates in your lip balm, right? We don't know what happens long-term when you combine all those because no one's actually looking at them. But we do know that the skin is the largest organ of the body, and it's common for chemicals like phthalates and parabens to actually be absorbed through the skin, including your scalp. So
yeah, this is Zena, hold that thought, because I know we have dealt with this before, but I'll tell you, this is probably one of the single biggest, whatever, unknowns in the average person's life in America, that when we expect the whatever Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to test things, they never test them as you mentioned, a cumulative. I like the word cocktail. So yes. So they only and we see this in farming all the time. They test one item like an herbicide. So USDA, you know, they test an herbicide. But farmers don't use just one herbicide. They use that herbicide, then they use an insecticide, they use something else with it. And virtually all this stuff is actually used as a cocktail, as are vaccines and all sorts of things. You know, they test one vaccine. Well, what happens when you put 50 of them together? You know, and so all this supposed testing that happens is never testing in real life field usage, in real field usage, where you're actually using a combination of things, a cocktail, if you will. You're not just using one specific chemical that's been tested in isolation by itself. And that's exactly what you're talking about here. It's the same thing that happens in farming. It's the same thing that happens in food testing with ingredients. They test one ingredient. They don't test, well, what if you combine this ingredient with this ingredient, this ingredient? Well, suddenly you've got a whole concoction here, and nobody tests that because each one was tested individually. This is, I think, one of the biggest missing understandings in our culture today. I run into it all the time, and people aren't aware that no testing is done in practical combined usage.
Thank you for joining us on Beyond Labels. Our mission with this podcast is to make it accessible to everyone.
But we are behind a paywall because the issues we discuss are often subject to censorship. We run into that, and so we have an extremely modest paywall to let us have the freedom to discuss the kind of issues we want to discuss in the way we want to discuss them. And you can become a member and enjoy all this content by clicking on the description box below. We look forward to having you join our family.